to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
How we going, listeners? Today I'm John Crockett, and today we are talking early hype train. Steve, how you going, mate?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited for today's show. It feels like
we're getting closer.
We've had a lot of fun, John. Yeah, since the season ended, we've had a lot of fun looking back and reviewing and all that sort of stuff. But this feels like we're moving forward.
It's like preseason's wrapping up, or we're just getting started. We're starting to play a few games, even though it's not playing games, but for us. So the season's getting closer.
This is when the work begins for mine.
That's
like, We never stop working, but now we're starting to talk about next year. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. And exactly what we're going to be talking about next year is just a few players that we like. We call the early hype train that we want to draft next year and have in our teams, basically.
Yeah, it's the hype. It's
people who we've got our eye on that we want.
I think there's going to be a lot of buzz about these guys over the preseason, Jono.
Maybe not some of my guys, especially one of my guys, but majority of my guys.
All right.
Starting it off now.
It's the hype train. Well, we might get done for copyright if we keep going.
Yeah.
Who you got, Jono?
First player off the rank. I didn't have him in my top 40 midfielders this year, but he's going to be right up there for me. It's Patrick Cripps. 99 Dream Team average, 107 in Supercoach in 2015. He was the 19th highest total scoring midfielder in Supercoach, 31st in Dream Teams for the midfielders. An ADP of 89 this year. He's one kick for every 2.2 handballs. So more of your handballer to your kicks.
Oh, he's the clearance.
He is the clearance. Yeah. Averaging 27 possessions, 3 marks, 6.6 tackles for 2016. So some great numbers there for Paddy Cripps. Had scores of highest of 140 Dream Team, 153. And Supercoach.
So my goodness.
Loving that ceiling there, where his lowest were only 67 and 69 only once.
Okay.
So some good numbers. And look, his ADP was 89, which is your ninth round this year, but I can certainly see that going higher, especially with the scores that he's able to produce.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, man, it's hard to say a bad word about Paddy Cripps. Had the highest percentage of his team's clearances.
Yes, so love that work from Paddy Cripps.
What sort of range are you looking to get Paddy Cripps? I mean, would he be your second midfielder?
I'll be looking at a second midfielder. So that,
so not your first.
No.
But
so fifth to eighth round?
Second mid, fifth round.
Fifth to eighth round. Just depending on how I'm drafting.
Yeah.
But no, can certainly love to have him as my second midfielder.
Fair enough. I've gone a midfielder with my first pick as well, Jono. Someone who, he's not really one of my guys either, but I can see this guy just busting it out this year, and that's Ollie Wines from Port Adelaide.
Yeah, you have thrown a bit of shade on young Ollie over the year, but no, I can see that. He's a quality player, young player, emerging player.
Yeah, look, he's coming into his fifth season. Okay. Out of the four seasons he's played, three of them, he's played 22 games. So we love that durability.
Because he was the same year as Jack Viney, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. You're killing me, Smalls. maybe.
Yeah, he was.
Look, after the bye, like he had solid averages, but after the bye, 8 out of his 9 games were Dream Team tons.
Wow.
And he had, in that same stretch, a 107 Supercoach average, if you play Supercoach. That's pretty,
great numbers.
Pretty handy numbers, all right? So some...
I didn't
half,
think he was going to be like that for Dream Team.
Yeah, well, he gets a lot of tackles. He gets a lot of possessions. Look, the kicking efficiency is the worry.
Mm.
Really poor by foot. If you think he can turn it around, then he would be an absolute Supercoach beast.
Yeah. And a very handy Dream Teamer.
Yeah, look, absolutely. To me, he sort of gets lost in that. You know, we're talking our midfielders, and he gets lost in that in the 20s and 30s because he's that third, fourth mid, and he kind of gets lost in that range where I think he's got the upside to maybe just come out up of to that, like a low end mid two. I'm absolutely on board. Fifth year breakout, we know it's a thing.
Yep.
You know, he had some injury troubles 2 years ago. It looks to have put that behind him. Look, played a lot of really good, consistent football last year, especially as the year went on. So I think that can only be good for Ollie Wines. I mean, how do you feel about him, Jono?
You're right. He's always been that player that falls down the side where you don't think, because I don't know if it's because he's outside of Victoria, we don't pay too much attention, that he's a great player in both formats, but you just don't think about him, if that makes sense.
Like, there's a lot of guys who are...
In that range. Yeah.
And you know, it's hard to split them. He looks like Dolph Lundgren.
It's not a bad thing.
That's great. That's great. you know. But I think, you know, I think he's one guy who could just take that
next
that little extra step forward. Just, you know, he's going to... Well, I guess he won't quite break the 100-game barrier mark this year, but, you know, that's what he's close sneaking up on, and we know that you know, that's a good sign for good. Like, he's just been good since day dot, basically. Yeah. Whether Port get better, I don't know, but...
Where would you look to draft him?
Yeah, look, that's the big question, isn't it, when we talk about these guys? Where do we look to draft him? I'm looking to draft him... Ideally, I'd like him as my fourth midfielder, but if I have to take him as my third, so be it, round 8.
Okay, so it's a back end... sort of third.
Well, look, it's probably round 6 to round 8.
Yeah.
I'd have no problems with that. Round 6, so I've got, you know, at least one of the other positions.
Quality.
You know, I've got a defender, a forward, and maybe a ruck.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I'd certainly be happy with that. You know, you're sort of looking, you know, if he was in the same range as your Jack Viney's and your, I don't know. Look, I could see him having a better year than Callum Ward.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's certainly in the range of possibilities.
Especially with all those players Port Adelaide draft. Oh, wait, no, they didn't trade him in, sorry.
but I mean, you know, look at it. I would imagine nine drafts out of 10, Callum Ward will go before Ollie Wines.
Oh,
but
because it's the name versus...
But I reckon if you played the season 10 times, you know, I don't think there's Wines that disparity.
No.
So and there's not a great deal of competition at...
Port Adelaide. No, there isn't.
So I'm all for it. I think it's a really safe pick with some good upside.
Yeah.
So I'm harping him up.
Very good. Steve, you know I like my defenders. My next guy I'm going to talk about is Nick Haynes from the GWS. Had a pretty good year this year. Only played the 16 games due to injury. But I've gone with Nick because, you know, when you see players live, you get an attachment to, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Michael Walters live, but...
You know, I don't like actually going to the football.
Yeah, that's true.
That is one of the running jokes of our group.
But when you see a player live, you get an attachment to him. And at the prelim final, I saw Nick Haynes play live. And this kid's got something.
Yeah.
He was the 66th overall defender in Supercoach, 74th in Dream Team. Only the 16 games last year, or this year. 84 Supercoach average, 74 Dream Teams, with 2 kicks to 1 in the handball ratio. So, like, is that rebounding type defender kicking it out of defensive 50, 2.7 possessions for a mark as well. So, pretty good there. Average 18 possessions, 6.5 marks a game, and 1.7 tackles.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad. He's entering his sixth year, and he's got great pressure. He's a great mark, and he reads the play really well. So, you'd think with GWS just a kick out of the grand final, basically, that they improve. Again, 6 years, still pretty young in the games, and I can see that going up. Like, does ton up in both formats, so I'd be looking to draft him around the 11th to 14th round.
Well, that's some hype.
That's some hype, but hey, that's coming from an ADP of 339, my friend.
Split the difference. I'll take around 220, I think.
So right at the end of that lottery tick.
That's it. If it works out, that's a pick that could really blow up for you, isn't it?
Like we saw with Zach Williams, just out of nowhere. I even know.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people had Zach Williams. Come on.
Yeah.
But no, that's, hey, look, absolutely. I'm on board. Love it. I'm going to counter it though, Jono.
Ooh.
With a defender.
Defender.
Another interstate player or out of Victoria player, if you're listening to this in
your state. Your state. Where this player come from.
We may well be. Yeah. Tommy Cutler.
Ah, the Cutlet. Like it.
The Cutlet. Averaged the 71 in Dream Team 76 Supercoach. Did have a dislocation game.
Dislocation game?
Well, he got a dislocated shoulder and went out early. That'll so hurt. You take that game out and the average goes up to 75, 79.
Not horrible.
Man, this guy's got the ability to find the pill.
Yes, he does.
He's had a few games where he's gone over 27. Had a 32 disposal game.
Who were they playing? Jesus.
Well, that was 2 years ago. Okay,
okay. So, I thought it was this year.
No. Yeah. This year he's had a 27 and a 28. Six games of 20+.
That's good.
So we love that. He's kicked 9 goals this year.
Don't mind that.
Where did that
kick
come
defended.
From?
Hello. Right.
Okay. So he's got the record. Fourth year. Can he find some consistency in that Brisbane team?
Yeah. New coach, new game plan.
We know.
Fagan.
We know that the Hawthorn assistants who have gone, I know Fagan was an assistant, but for all intents and purposes, when they've got their head coaching gig, they've generally instilled a better defence.
Yes.
Now, there's no, you know, Tommy Cutler, so, I mean, I expect the ball to be going down there a bit.
Yes.
And I expect him to get the ball because he finds the ball. When we're mining gold at the end of our drafts, especially with defenders, I'm looking for someone who's going to blow up.
Oh, big time.
You know, you got your Nick Haynes. Could be him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could be both of them, Jono.
Could be.
So Tommy Cutler's certainly...
And they'll all be ours.
Hey, yeah, I'm all about it.
And yours, listeners. We hope it's yours as well.
Yeah, well, look, you know, we're giving the listeners the good oil.
Yep.
You know, maybe you're not a big fan of some of these guys or... You know, maybe you play a shallower league. I don't know. But yeah, I certainly got a lot of hype for Tommy Cutler to blow up and have a big season.
Absolutely.
Unless he's done his ACL.
I can certainly see it happening.
Jason Ramsey style.
Oh, snap.
Anyway, that was, yeah, I don't know. That was just, to me, he's got a high-ish floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a good bit of ceiling to go along with that. I don't see there's any reason why he couldn't have one of those Tom McDonald-esque seasons. I know they play a different style, but...
Yeah, can certainly see it there. I'm moving into now the mid-forward, or the forward mid-category. This is coming from a long way back, listeners. It's Mason Wood. Only played the 16 games in 3 years.
So this goes against your ethos of draft healthy players.
Well, he might not have been picked for some of them.
Oh, that's true.
His ADP this year was 354, so no one was looking at him until he went on a bit of a tear, and that's where he caught my attention. Big strong guy, about 192 centimetres, great endurance, strong overhead mark, he kicks goals. With Petrie going out, Boomer Harving going out, I can see this guy
Jared Waite potentially dying at any moment,
quite possibly. So he's that mid forward midfielder type. We saw him kick goals, ton up in both formats, Steve. He averaged only the 14 possessions a game, 4.5 marks, and almost 3.5 tackles in the 8 games he played this year, with 1.4 kicks to 1 handball. So just slightly kicks him more than his handball.
Well, he's a forward.
He's a forward, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Again, we've seen it with those players with the elite endurance, a la Tom Scully. They score okay. So... with all the exodus at North Melbourne, new players coming in, I can see him getting more mid-time. And
so you're giving him some hype.
Oh, big hype. Big hype on Mason Wood. And I'd be certainly... look, it's a lottery ticket pick, so be bench to a fifth forward. For me.
I'm not taking him. Anyway. I don't care. That's fine. Hey, man, you hype him up. That's all right.
That's what the show's all about, Steve.
It is about random, crazy hype. Well, not random. It's with good measure.
Educated hype.
I'm going to hype something up for our loyal Essendon fans.
Boo. Oh, sorry.
They've been through some hard times, Jono.
Who cares? They cheated.
Well, they didn't cheat. The team did.
The team cheated.
But that's fine. The loyal listeners. The loyal listeners.
They are loyal. And we do have a lot of Essendon
and they, listeners. Hey, they've come through. They've served their time, Jono. So
what does Job do with the Brownlow?
Well, I don't care what he does with the Brownlow. I'm not about individual awards. I'm about the fantasy titles.
So is that why you quit a team game in lawn bowls and took up golf?
Yes. Because I hate my goddamn team. Dragging me down, Jono. Dragging me down. Anyway, something for the Essendon fans. I'm hyping up Joe Danaher.
Whoa, that's a big call.
It's a leap of faith. That's the first sentence I've got, actually. The first sentence I've got was, because I was going to do a bit
of... I can't believe how drunk I am when I'm writing this.
No, I actually wrote down, I'm choosing the best young key forward who plays for a Melbourne club whose name starts with a J.
Okay, so you'd be the only one?
No, well, Jesse.
Yeah.
Jake.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a leap of faith. And we don't like pumping up key forwards. We know they're not great for fantasy.
No.
But here we go. His disposals and marks have come up. They came up significantly this year in what was a really poor team.
Yes.
We understand the situation, but it was a poor team. I think better team, better ball users. We know they had a high possession game plan.
More opportunity to get more possession.
Yeah, my feeling is, look, I really think Joe Danaher is a really good player.
Mm.
And I think he's got a lot of elite qualities. The length, the marking. The goal kick's not so good. Okay, I'm very aware of that.
Still only young.
So I went back, I looked at him compared to JJK.
Okay.
And JJK was basically crap until his sixth year.
Yes.
And that coincided with West Coast shooting up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Essendon are going to be up the ladder.
You think?
Well, they're not going to be bloody last.
They won't be last, but people are saying they're going to make finals and all that.
I don't think it's outside the realm. If you played the season 100 times, they're going to make finals in some of those scenarios.
Yeah, it's just me hating the Essendon.
I think Essendon are fine.
They'll be up the ladder, but I don't see them making finals.
Do you see them finishing 10th? 10th? 11th?
I had more that 12th. Yeah, 11th, 12th.
They've got good defenders. They've got good midfielders. They've got...
Good coach,
good forwards. I think the forwards are fine. People can think what they want. Ruck, probably not great. But
Louis Berger.
But anyway, what I'm saying is he's increased things in a bad year. Now they're about to have a good year. He could lead the league in marks.
Quite potential, but there's a bloke by Nick Riewoldt going to say something about that.
Well, he probably will, but Nick Riewoldt could, you know, run into someone's head and die. But look, it's a gamble. But I'm giving it some hype. And he's not going to... No one's going to draft him.
No, of course
not. He'll be the 220th pick if you choose him. So he's kicked 43 goals in a crap team.
That's pretty good.
15 games with multiple goals.
Mm.
15 out of 22. What did Jesse Hogan do?
12?
Well, not that. Look at the back half of his year. He barely kicked a goal in a game. Let alone two. Yeah. So, Joe Danaher, love it. I think he'll kick 50 goals. I think he lifts his marks to around 7.5, 8 a game.
And he's doing it on the best defender as well. It's even more impressive.
He's 2 metres tall. He's a monster.
He is.
And he's quick. He's got a dirty mo.
Oh, I can't stand that mo.
That's a dirty mo, isn't it?
Could you get a dirty mo team with Pendlebury captain and...
And what, Joe Danaher forward and that's it?
Yeah, that's about it. Pretty sure there was one at the Bulldogs as well.
There's a lot of dirty... Clay Smith had a dirty mo.
Clay Smith did have a dirty mo. Tom Liberatore, that's a dirty mo.
That's just dirty bloke. But anyway, I know key four... Like, you might not even play him every week. He might be a streaming option.
Great streaming option.
But I'm really on board the Joe Danaher train this year. I think he's going to... Look, I was only joking. Jesse Hogan's probably more fantasy relevant. But I think Joe Danaher is nipping in his heels.
Yep. Huh? Some great hype there. I like it.
Yeah.
And the last guy I'm going to talk about...
Good thing we chose a fourth player, Jono.
That's it, because that would have been a quick show. The last guy I'm going to talk about, I spoke about him last week quickly, that's Zach Tui, who's now being traded to the Cats. All about Zach Tui, Steve. 73 Dream Team
too,
average.
Too much, though. He's a dirty-looking unit.
Not as dirty as Dennis Armstrong.
Actually, he just looks like he'd bottle... Like he'd just... You know, you'd do something. Like he'd sneeze in his direction... And the stubby he was drinking would be smashed over a bar and shoved in your face.
He's all right, Zach. He's all right.
He looks like he'd kill me. He'd probably kill people. I'd put him in the UFC. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. I remember, what's that movie? Snatch. With Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's what I think of when I see...
Pikes,
when I see Zach Tui.
Quite possible. I don't know.
I don't want to find out.
73 Dream Team, 81 Super Coach. His 2015 averages, he was 1.6 kicks to one handball ratio, averaging 3.5 marks, two tackles. 25th and in Dream Team, 23rd total scoring defender in both formats, in Supercoach and Dream Team there, Steve. So, was his best year fantasy-wise, new team. Geelong liked to move it around. Had a great year in a poor team at Carlton. Can kick goals. He can turn up. Again, we know with these defenders, he's got a great ceiling, but that floor is low, but that's defenders and only crapped out once or twice this year, but
he'll win you some weeks, is what you're saying.
He will. He will. So, like I said, that ADP was at 278 this year. Probably going to get bumped up a little bit. So, again, I'm not going to be... I'd like him as maybe a fourth defender for me.
Yeah.
That's where I'd be taking him. Hmm. Couldn't take him any earlier. Because I don't think he's going to go all Corey Enright or Jimmy Bartel and go 9500s, but get me in... 85 Super Coach, maybe 88 to an 80 Dream Team, I'd be very happy.
Okay.
Who's your last hype train player, Steve? I'm
driving down the highway, Jono. Driving down to the Cattery.
The Cattery.
And I'm choosing Mitch Duncan.
That's a lot of hype.
Giving him some hype.
Needs some hype.
Everyone talks about John Selwood and Dan Dupin and Tom Hook and Jimmy Bartel.
But Jimmy Bartel's not there anymore, even though he's
on the 20- were.
Well, he's on the 2017 calendar, so that's fine.
Is he?
He is. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I was thinking about choosing Sam Meningola.
Yep.
But, it's
a nasty disease you got there, Steve.
It's not good. But I'm a little bit hesitant, Jono.
Yeah.
And I was scratching around. I was having a look. And I thought, you know what? Mitch Duncan really just... No one cares.
He went from... and I'm using my hands here again, people. From up here to down there... From 2015 to 2016, didn't he?
And he had a great season.
Mm.
He actually had a great season. 12 out of 22 games. Dream Team tons.
There you go.
And he had a... And this includes a game where he got knocked out early. So it could have been even better. Like, his average could have been a lot higher.
Yeah. So that obviously injury affected or...
Yeah, so it could have been 3 points higher. Basically, if you get... an injury-affected game early on, it'll take about 3 points off your average.
Yeah.
Lowest goal-scoring average for his career.
Hmm.
No more Josh Caddy.
Yes.
That's good. He's got a high floor, man.
Scott Selwood's the tagger.
Scott Selwood's just horrific.
He's horrific, but Mitch Duncan's no longer tagging.
Well, Mitch Duncan's going to be kicking goals. He's going to be running forward. He got a lot of balls. There was rumours he was playing with an injury last year.
Quite possible, but we don't know everything.
Couldn't kick very far. So
neither can Trent Cotchin, but he's not carrying it.
No. Yeah. Oh man, we love the Cotch. Just that bit. Look, the team should be good again. They're in win now mode.
Yeah.
They're gonna blast teams when they play
at the Cattery.
These poor teams. Yeah, and at the Cattery. Really good injury history. Generally plays a lot of games.
Yep.
I know 2 years ago he had the knee, whatever he had. Somewhere on his body, there was something that wasn't
acidity.
Yeah. Around his body area. I don't think it was his aura. Definitely not an aura issue.
No, it was his chai.
Look, the team should be good. I think he's got a really high floor.
Yep.
Generally, he's fine. This year, he had a great year, but no one even talked about it. He needs some... Jesus.
Gee, Steve, don't get too hyped up.
I'm too hyped up. Just knock my filter off.
So,
but he needs some hype, Jono.
He does need some hype. And where do you look? Where do you think he'll get drafted this year, next year?
Where is he going to get drafted? I think, look, in your dream team formats, he's probably a little bit more valuable.
Yep.
Because look, he averaged. It was actually his best dream team season.
Hmm.
With the 100 average, it probably pushes him up into that. You know, you're looking to draft him as your third or fourth midfielder.
Yep.
I think fourth that returns value. Third, I'm a little bit.
You'd want something pretty good in front.
You'd want to be confident that he was going to actually step up.
Yeah.
Super coach, I think he's got room to pardon me, room to improve. Look, if he was my fifth midfielder, that's the thing. Is he such a not a name? He's an afterthought player.
Yeah,
that's why I'm giving him some hype.
He's that hype. There's a lot of these players that they're just afterthought players.
He should be, you know, he should be drafted in front of a lot of guys.
He should be, but he probably won't be.
Like, look at your
Bryce Gibbs.
Bryce Gibbs was the first bloody name that popped in my head.
Nathan Jones.
When I'm thinking average midfielder.
That's the what's sitting over the mantle when they come to the team meeting of average midfielders. That man bun.
Yeah, look, I just think Geelong going to be good. Josh Caddy's out. He should be back getting a ton of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Dangerfield hand passes it to him.
No, he won't, because it's Dangerfield.
He's got to just spray it off the side of his boot, Brownlow style.
Yep.
I
need my 48 possessions and 12 clearances.
Some of them will hit a target. But yeah, look, I think Mitch Duncan's going to be very valuable. He'll kick some goals. He certainly scored better than Capricciosa. Yeah, get around. I just think he's a guy who gets no hype, who should have some hype.
Absolutely.
He's in his prime.
Got to love a guy in his prime.
Now like me.
Prime rib.
Prime rib. I'm going to go tell Mrs. Fizz I'm in my prime.
You're older than me. How can you be in your prime?
Well, my prime lasts. I've aged better.
That's true.
Hey, Jono. You are... Wait, when's the show? People, we are recording.
I'm married now.
You're married now. So you're not in your prime. You're out of your prime,
I'm
buddy.
I'm dead. Yep. My leg hurts. I've got this ball and chain around it.
Yeah. You're out of your prime, buddy. It's over. There you go. There's my evidence. Win. I'll Twitter poll this just to make sure I get the win.
Actually, just get some age brackets. When are you out of your prime?
I think it was like when I was
21.
17, to be honest.
I think for most males, it's
been a steady. When was your prime?
When I got a full-time job.
Did I have a prime?
That's 2 month period.
When was your Optimus Prime?
God, that was on last.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I watched a bit of it. Not great. Not great. What was the one on before it? Oh, it was the Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I watched that.
I haven't seen that one.
The first one? Yeah. Someone says that. I watched Popstar the other night. I
saw that.
It was good.
Looked good.
Funny. Very funny.
Yeah, don't watch The Martian People. It just... No good. But the new Ghostbusters, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay. So they've got a lot of... They've got a lot of internet hype, good and bad.
Oh, look, okay, the all-female cast. Look, I'm not a big Melissa McCarthy fan. She was good. She was really funny. Kristen Wiig, really funny.
She's funny, though.
Yeah. And the new...
I'd watch things with her.
Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon, who come from Saturday Night Live. Awesome in their roles. So, people panned it, but literally laugh out loud funny. Basically the same story as the first Ghostbusters, but...
Eh.
And some good throwbacks to, you know, your Stay Puft, Marshmallow Man, Slimers, etc. So...
You're on board.
I was on board.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Like, for someone like me who grew up watching the original, that's always going to be up there, but for kids who this is their Ghostbusters... They might put it up there as well.
I'm not a big Ghostbusters guy.
Disappointing.
It's no Stripes, I'll put it that way.
It is no... Well, Bill Murray is in the new Ghostbusters.
Stripes, Jono. Stripes.
You cannot compete with Stripes.
Stripes is awesome.
Caddyshack.
How good Stripes?
It's good.
There you go. People, watch Stripes if you haven't seen it.
And what about Bob?
Oh, not great, Bob.
That wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook and check us out there. If you just want to drop us an email, head over to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.